Hello and welcome to Feel Better Faster podcast. This is a beautiful day to look at things from a new perspective. My name is Leon Schatz, and I had a 16-year relationship come to an end about 9 months ago, and I am now looking at life from a new perspective. Life is, you know, it's exciting, it's fresh, and it's something I want to share with you guys, the process. I had so much good advice along the way, and found so many cool tips and tricks, and you know, there were a lot of mistakes made, and I want to help you avoid some of those things as well. So it's possible to move forward and to get to where you're feeling pretty good, and this is a quick little tip that I love. This exercise, it really helped me out a lot, so here it is. I hope it helps you. But ask yourself, what would the hero of this movie do? If you are sitting in your, like, outside your life and looking in on it, and you're just like watching, and you're like, okay, there's this person who just went through this painful breakup, they had this heartache, and this is something that's it's tricky, because our culture has told us so many stories about lovers who love so deeply that they can't go on without that partner. Like Romeo and Juliet is a classic, unfortunate regurgitation of this idea that we are incomplete without our partner, without that mate. And that's something that I would love to see us shift and move towards, a place of, as individuals, we are complete. We don't need another person. We are powerful. And another person just supplements. You know, we grow our own garden. That was another beautiful tip that I heard from somebody. It's like, you got to go grow your own garden. You got to become your powerful you. Like, you got to, like, create your world, and then you know right away you can establish boundaries. Like, if somebody comes into your garden and they're not respecting it, it's like, hey man, this is my garden. I worked hard on this. I grew this. And you just came in and you're stomping around on the plants, and you're ripping things up out of the ground. You're throwing your cigarette butts all over. Like you're not respecting my garden, and you got to go. Like, it makes it so much easier to start dating when we learn. Or just not just dating, but just letting people into our lives. Like, we know right away if they're respecting our garden. We can feel it. So that's another whole magical place that we can dive into more another time. But that's part of it. Like, how? So what would the hero of your movie do? It the faced it if you know this is the part of the movie where the hero goes through this incredibly challenging separation for whatever the reasons are, whatever ways it was challenging. It's painful, it's hard. And what if you're watching a movie and that person is just hurting and sad and hurting and sad and hurting and sad and hurting and sad? Like, you're gonna get tired of that movie. And what do you want to see that in that movie? You want to see that person rise up and become a champion. You want to see them succeed against all odds, and you want to see them, like, you know, prove everybody wrong. You want to see them, like, rise up and go do the impossible things. You want to watch a movie like that where they grow. And ultimately, that's the power of this exercise, is take that and look. Just pull yourself outside and watch the movie for a second and say, okay, what does the hero of this movie do? And how do we get to a place of, like, success? For this hero, what can they do? And that's something that you know the answer to. You dive in, you look at it, and you find the answer. Like, you'll see it right away. Like, what does that hero need in order for that movie to be something where people can walk away and say, yeah, how cool was that? They rose up, they did it, and they just taught me something powerful. So what would the hero of the movie do? That's a quick little exercise, but it's a powerful one. And I'm just going to keep it simple on this one. But take some time and do that exercise and just really look at it. And remember that when you become the hero of your own movie, people cheer for you. People want to see you succeed. And they want to see you succeed even when you're not being the hero, when you're in the victim role, when you're just allowing yourself to think that all these painful things are happening to you. They're cheering for you to rise up and to see that you hold the power, and you make little changes and you can get there. So I know it may seem daunting. If you have questions, if you have comments, if you want to just chat about this more, let me know. We've got the Facebook page going. The Facebook group is a thing, and I hope to have some conversations on there with people, and just I'd love to hear if you've got topic ideas, things you want to hear. If you've got some insightful story, share it. Let's get these stories out to where we can really get to a place where we're helping each other grow and move from a place of heartbreak to just powerful, like, self-evolution. And so, anyway, I love you. I hope you have an amazingly powerful day. I hope something in you is just, you know, a big, like, transition towards good. And remember, every day is a beautiful opportunity to try again and work towards it. And each step you take gets you closer to your goals. So just keep on trucking. And yeah, you got this. And we'll talk again soon.